What's your dream? Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't. But keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood. Always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
All right, it's Wednesday. You know what that means. It's your number one entertainment show in the Tampa Bay area, Hollywood Connections. Now your host, the lady with all the connections, Dawn Reese. All right, lights, camera, action. You're on.
Well, welcome back. That's what I'm saying to myself because I was in Denver, Colorado, and my co-host Yvonne will be calling in. And we just give her our prayers today. She was in a little car accident last week, but she's okay.
What's the deal with you and Yvonne? How come she's here 1 week, you're here the next week? I swear you're the same person.
You're so funny. We love Yvonne. She's my co-host, and she supports my show. And if you're driving, you're wondering what Hollywood Connections is all about. It is about getting you connected in show business. Go to hollywoodconnections.biz. And let me introduce our fabulous guest in the house. We have a power-packed show today. And to my right, Ed Donovan. I can't believe you. And I'm so excited you drove all the way down from Orlando.
No, north of Orlando. No, north. That made me another hour driving.
Well, you know, that vicinity of, yeah. Yes, and the man that I've been broadcasting out all over social media, you've interviewed everybody around the world, and they've interviewed you, and you have got such an amazing background in TV, film, and the InFocus magazine, and the police department. We're going to talk about, we have so many things to talk about, Ed.
All right, I'm ready. Let's do it.
All right, we also have Larry with Sonny's Comedy Club that we are working together
hi,
with.
Larry.
Yeah, hi, Ed. Mike. Ed.
Mike's his son.
Mike's the old, my son. Mike's the old guy, right?
No, okay. Mike is his son. He's a famous comic as well.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No need.
I'm 63. That happens when you get older.
Sometimes. Wait till you get my age.
And he's still into acting, which I love. I mean, I'm standing here before the show, and he's like, Don, do a video on me and do a headshot and do a body shop. I almost got a job for a movie for some scene I got to send in. I'm like, whoa, go Ed.
They want to cast me as a role of 60 years old and the other one 80, and I'll be 85 next month.
No way. Okay,
nice.
What is your secret?
Hmm?
What is your secret of being so youthful?
Just the most important thing, I think, is the power of positive thinking. If you don't stay happy, and comedy, you know, you have to laugh at all your mistakes.
I agree.
If you don't laugh at your mistakes, you're a loser.
I agree.
Yeah, I watch these people that are losers and they're negative. You don't want to be around them. Right. They breed nothing but negativity.
Yeah, and it wears on you. You have to put that. Somebody, I heard on the other show, they said, put it in a Ziploc bag and throw it away. You know, and you're here with an amazing lady. We spoke briefly.
Yeah, Jen Jolly from L.A. I'm so thrilled.
I know. She's your headliner at Sonny's this week.
Yeah, I promised her a lobster. We're going to buy her a lobster after this, aren't we?
Ooh, a lobster?
Isn't that the deal?
We can work on that and get some giveaway lobsters.
Right, maybe, maybe a lobster roll. How's that?
We'll do something special for her.
Thank you. Hello.
Hi. We can make you a princess.
That'd be great. I know. This is insane. We got little princesses and big princesses and a Michael Jackson person in the corner.
Oh, I know.
This is very intense.
I know. So we're going to talk about Sonny's, and let's go to Larry. You've got a show coming up this weekend, and what's the address? Where's it at?
All right. Well, it's at the Sunset Point Cinema Bar and Grill, same place it was last weekend. And it's at 24095 U.S. Highway 19 North. That's the northeast corner of U.S. 19 and Sunset Point Road. And it's the old former Cinema Cafe, which has been completely remodeled. And it's our eighth or ninth week of shows there. I'm very excited to be back. We had a 15-year run there and packed the place out every weekend. We're back. And this week, our featured comic is Jennifer Jolly from L.A., who's our guest today at the
studio.
Studio. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. It was S something, I wasn't sure. And then I have Steve Ned on Saturday night, who's going to be down there. So we got fun packed weekend ahead. Half price appetizers, $2 shots. What more could you ask for?
Oh, their rum and cokes are fabulous. I mean, they're like $4. You know, I'm the one that they're running out of olives.
They're three for everybody else.
So now, how did you start out in comedy, Miss Beautiful?
Well, it's actually a funny story. I was working in a creative capacity at the studios, and I was working for a studio head who at the time said, we need someone in your role who has no ambition. And I remember thinking, wow, there's something you'd never say to a man.
Yeah.
Right? And then all of a sudden, all these jokes kind of came to me. And I was like, I feel like I got to get this out of my system. And I've been doing comedy almost every night since then for the past 2 years. So
awesome.
Yeah. So that's how I got started. It was really like a boss said the wrong thing to me.
All right.
And that's how I started doing stand-up.
I love it. Now, you know, a lot of people ask me because, you know, have you gone to comedy school? And apparently you didn't. You just got up on stage and said, there I go.
Yeah, I did take, I went to school for film and theater in Florida, at Florida State, actually. Mm-hmm. And so I had written sketches and, you know, comedy, like, performances, but I had never, like, done stand-up like this.
Okay.
And then I took a comedy writing class in L.A., and then I just...
Who did you take? What do you remember?
It was,
Was it Judy Carter?
No.
Sister?
It was, Barnhart. It was Adam Barnhart.
Okay.
And my first performance was at the Comedy Store on the Sunset Strip, so that was...
Oh,
intense.
Nice.
But it went really well. It went so well that they asked me to come back and do 6 more shows, and...
Okay.
How it started, yeah.
And I think, well, Pauly Shore's sister, I went to comedy school after my divorce before. And, so instead of therapy, you go to comedy school and you get it out.
No, totally. It's totally like therapy.
Now I'm happily married, so, yeah, to
there's
my
hope.
Wonderful husband that's giving
so
you all
hope.
Water. So let's go real quick. We're going to come back. Ed's going to ask some questions. We're going to all talk and chat. And let's go to Michael Jackson. Let's see what's in the house here. And we're going to put some Michael Jackson music on. And Ivy is here. She can't wait to meet Paul Murray, photographer of the stars, a major artist coming in from Miami. I know. Actually, go to Dawn Reese's show, Joe Jackson, on YouTube. You'll see me interviewing the late Michael Jackson's father. And that was his photographer coming in. And he'll be at the house soon. All right, let's go. We'll be right back. So he just not a Michael Jackson, you know this, Ed. I put Ivy on the red carpet at Sunscreen Film Festival, and of course I knew it was going to happen. Bay 9 News was there, and I made Ivy a reporter, and so many people, I want a picture with Michael, and of course he got on Bay 9 News, and I did not. So, but that was the story of my life, you know. But Ed, tell everybody. Let me just introduce you. I mean, I don't even know where to start with. You know, you've got so much. So many things to talk about. So you've been a reporter for how long?
I did 20 years of television shows. Oprah Winfrey, Donahue, 60 Minutes. For 20 years as a police officer. And I did documentaries. And I was pretty good at it. I must have been pretty good. They kept calling me back. Newsweek, Time, all of those. And then I said, well, why don't I start interviewing people? I know how to do it. And it was natural for me to do it. I just call them up and ask them, can I interview them? Nobody's ever said no.
You know what was interesting, because I was talking to you and I said, you've been on so many talk shows and I saw so many photos of all these stars that you've been with, you know, from our favorites, you know, our favorite comedians as well. Rodney Dangerfield.
Yeah,
Bill
Rodney
Donahue.
Was great, yeah.
And you said there was one person that you turned down in an interview. That was a one-time.
Oh, the only request for a TV show I turned down was Morton Downey Jr. Because he wanted me to get on there and say that alcoholism wasn't a disease, it's a sign of weakness. And I'm an alcoholic, sober, for
wow,
years. You're not going to get me to say that.
Right.
Nobody would love me.
Wow,
so I
awesome.
Turned him down. See, I've never solicited a show in my life. They've all called me to be on there.
Okay.
Oprah Winfrey, I did a show with her when she was on People Are Talking in Baltimore. She was the co-host.
Okay.
And she also did Dialing for Dollars.
Nice.
But when she became Oprah, the first guest in the first year, she had me on again. And she put the whole audience for policemen all over the country.
Wow.
And had me on there. And it was nice. It was an interaction of family. And I've never been asked a question I didn't have the proper answer to. Because you get crackpots. They call, well, what about this cop who beat this one up and this and that? And I said, well, he should be fired. Oh, that's it?
Yeah.
They don't know what else to say because they want me to, you know, go on and have an argument with them. That's not the point of it.
Right.
If you're a good interviewer, you know when to shut off a conversation.
That's true.
And you know how to take, like comedians know when they're not getting laughs, mm-hmm. to change the joke and go someplace else. Mm-hmm. Well, a policeman has to do the same thing. Because mm-hmm. when you're a policeman out in the street, you're a doctor, you're a lawyer, you're a comedian, you're a psychologist, you're a minister, you're a psychologist. You're all things to all people. And it's impossible to maintain that level without getting an effect on your body and your mind and your soul. It just, the first thing that really goes on you is your faith in God. Because mm-hmm. you, when you see all that stuff out there, you say, how does he allow this? Mm. You know, and when they say, well, it's God's will. Oh, why didn't he save all those people in Auschwitz then? Mm-hmm. Or all these other people are getting killed or molested by their, you know, family members. That's not God's will. Mm-hmm. It's baloney. I will say something else, but I got to watch my language.
Right, we're on five.
I'm an Irishman. I like to swear.
Well, you know, you have, you know, let's go to comedy as well. And, you know, we just heard what Ed had to say. Do you have any comments on that or anything, you know?
About policing or, like, about like, violence?
The profession is very similar to a lot of
being
other professions.
Being a police officer.
We have to be comedians. We have to laugh.
Yeah,
we call it gallows humor. I remember being in a house where a guy hung himself and the family's all crying. You don't say nothing, but outside, the only way you can deal with it is say, well, he got a suspended sentence.
Yeah.
You know, no, that's not funny, no, but it is no, but to me at the time.
I think it's one of those things you have to laugh or else you'll cry.
Well, we do cry.
But, no, but that's the thing. Like, I think cops a lot of times get a bad rap for an attitude or whatever. I'm like, well, what would your attitude be if you saw the worst of people?
Day in and day out.
Yeah, no, so I get that. So I think humor is so, like, I've met a lot of funny cops, actually, and I think it's because that's their way of dealing with.
Well, I know. I'd like to shout out to Officer Dan. I know how he relaxes in our hot tub.
Yep.
Our Clearwater Police Department. He's going to, done. You didn't.
I used to manage a mobile home park, and one of the residents had passed away like 3 weeks prior, and I'd called for a safety check, and the sheriff's department came out, and we broke into the house, and he went in there, and he checked things out, and he was in there for a while, so I knew there was a body in there. And he comes out and he says, well, hopefully the morgue, the mortuary, you know, the forensic people will be here so I can go grab my lunch. I'm starving.
Went
in the house and said, I think I would probably be passing on lunch if I had been hanging out in there from what I saw.
Wow.
But, it's, you know, I come up at the house the other night, sheriff's deputy, and he walks out. He said, what's your name? I said, Larry. He goes, the cable guy. I said, no. So he says, what the guy looked like? I was describing somebody I'd seen that looked suspicious. And he started describing the guy's shorts. I said, he had a dark shirt on. And he says, was he dressed like a clown? I said, no.
Uh-oh. Do you think about that? I mean, really? I mean, do you have any advice or anything to the world?
I would just run. Honestly, like,
yeah.
The movie It scared me so much. If I just saw a creepy clown, I think I would just run. But there's...
Right.
There's all these videos of people attacking those clowns,
I know.
Though. So.
I posted on Facebook with Jen's show at the club this weekend, and I put on there that we're going to be discussing the clown situation. I said we're going to do it on the show, didn't I?
Yeah.
I said we're going to do it on the show. Are they real clowns, or are they zombie apocalypse zombies in disguise?
Yeah, but thank God the circus isn't in town. That would really freak everybody out,
I don't understand it. And then someone was saying...
Do you have a question?
Not really. I have, like, a comment to make.
Yeah, go ahead. Calvin, our reporter.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
Actually, one of the schools already got targeted by clowns already.
Oh.
Yeah, they... On Musical.ly, they posted a video saying if they don't pay, like, a mortgage or something like that, like... If they don't give them an amount of money,
probably ransom.
Yeah,
yeah, like okay. Ransom, they'll start a school shooting.
Mortgage is a whole other thing.
Yeah, I like.
Wow. Well, you know, you're talking about, you know, somebody. I have to go back into something in comedy land myself. I remember going for a roommate, trying to find a roommate back in the days, and I remember going to this house, and there's this black Bible, right? And the guys, I'm like, oh, okay, he reads the Bible. Okay, that's good. And then I see a body bag. And then I see all this stuff, and I'm like, oh, so. And he goes, oh, that's Satan's Bible. And I went, oh, okay. And so, you know, I ran out of that house after I saw the body bag.
Yeah.
you know?
That's insane.
I know.
The people are crazy, though. And did you find that you were trying to rent a room?
Yeah, it was back in the days I was going back to school.
And did they post an ad? And
yeah.
I have a funny L.A. renting story.
Yeah.
When I first moved to L.A., you know, you look in Craigslist, you look on places to live, and then there was like a nice bedroom for rent and a nice house. And I was like, okay, cool. And I called and the guy was like, okay, so this is a really unique situation because I'm looking for a roommate and a lover.
Oh,
I'm like, then you really shouldn't put it in the rentals for rental. You should put this as a personal ad. And then, but the bigger joke is, and he was still going to charge you $500 a month. Oh.
He wasn't stupid.
Wait a minute. Shouldn't it be free if you're providing that too? I don't know.
That's a real estate out there.
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, you know, I wanted to ask you, there's a book in front of me called The Comedy Bible by Judy Carter. Now, one of your other comics told me about that, and I always love to read. Is that something, have you ever read her book?
No, I've never read her book.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I've never read this book.
Do you know there's
yeah.
so many agents in the back and so many clubs from all over? So we have to put Sunny's back in there. I know. Oh. It's really a really interesting book.
I'll check it out.
I know. They told me I wasn't a real comic because I didn't graduate from comedy school, from the improv.
No, that's not true. Yeah, you know who else didn't graduate from comedy school? Richard Pryor, George Carlin, Joan Rivers. Like, none of those people went to comedy school.
Yeah. So. Oh, well, you have to wait a second, Calvin. You have a question?
Yeah.
Well, we need the mic real quick.
Go ahead, just quick.
Calvin's our reporter.
Yeah. Hi again. And apparently you need a permit to do comedy.
No.
We could make one.
No, you just have to be funny to do comedy.
So do you have a joke for us?
Do you have a joke?
No.
What's popular with the kids?
Pokemon.
I was going to say, do you have a Pikachu joke for me?
Well, while you're umming that, let me go back to Jen over here real quick. And, you know, now I have another question. Everybody's going to ask where your Facebook, your website, where they can watch your comedy.
Yeah, so my website's actually being rebuilt as we speak. It's jenjolly.com. And my Twitter is @jenjolly1. And my Instagram is @foxyjolly. So,
are you related to the Jolly Trolley?
No, but everyone asks me that. Sometimes I get introed as that. You know, like, we got the Jolly Trolley coming through, or when Jollywood's on stage. Yeah, no, it's funny.
Because there's a Jolly Trolley.
I promise I won't do that to you.
I heard everything about dawn to dusk and, you know, wake up to the, you know, like dawn. And yeah, I've heard all of those jokes too.
Yeah. It's just funny. Like, because that's what, you know, people would call me that as a kid. Oh, what's up, Jolly Trolley? You know, when you grew up in Florida.
I know they have that big Jolly Trolley bar thing coming up that they're going to be hopping all over, you know, from here to Tarpon Springs all over pretty soon.
Which is why we make Jerry Springer show so often.
Right. So, and also, too, is, and Ed, you know, we're going to bring up, since we have comics in the house here for a little bit, your, what happened there? Oh, just pick up and put it on the floor real quick. So, Ed, your son also, we're going to just jot up because it's a comedy moment here. He's a famous comic as well.
Yeah, he's been doing it for 32 years.
Right.
He started out as a young boy when I was an alcoholic, and he was devastated with my leaving home, that he went to Alateen, if you know what the Alateen is. And him and a group of kids used to get up on the stage and make fun of alcoholics. They do skits, but in a positive way. Mm-hmm. And that started him on the road. And he's been doing it ever since.
Well, you know, too, is
very successful.
A lot of people out there are listening, and, you know, this is paradise, and they say, I drink too much, and I do this. How did you stop? That's a question in my mind. How did you stop being an
alcoholic? Well, when you put your gun in your mouth and sit in the car crying and wanting to kill yourself. And I did that more than once. Mm-hmm. And when I couldn't do that, then I would take my unmarked police car as a detective and raced it right to a pole, ready to smash and kill myself. Mm. Because I didn't know what was wrong with me. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize I was living with fear constantly, day in and day out. And drinking didn't help at all. It only made it worse.
Okay.
And then I went to a doctor and asked for help. And he says, hey, son, I'd drink it too if I was you. So he gave me a brand new pill called Librium, then Valium. Then all kinds of sleeping pills and pain pills. And
now, because
he turned me into a drug addict. Well, the doctor did.
But, you know, people, I've heard people say, I have to drink because I can't sleep.
Drink to forget, and then you don't remember what you forgot. Oh. That's an old joke.
That's an
old liner. Okay. That's a one-liner. Forget what? I don't know. I forgot. Groucho. He's one of my favorites.
Okay. But, you know, anybody going through that, what would you like to tell them from your heart?
Well, the biggest thing that I've been teaching through all these years in conferences and lectures and workshops around the world, actually, is get help, regardless of what kind, and become human and cry. Mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong with crying. I've sat in my car by myself crying many times, and because you don't know what's wrong with you. You think you don't want to show you're weak because I got seven kids. I don't want them to see my father like this, me like that.
Wow.
So I'm trying to. I'm living an actor's life, a comedian's life. I'm always role playing. I'm trying to pretend. I'm pretending all the time, and that's what actors do. They pretend. Don't tell me about the acting schools. It's all pretending. I've taken a few of them, and you pretend to be that person. Well, I pretended to be a macho, tough guy cop, which I wasn't. Who's going to be afraid of a 135-pound, 5'9" guy that all we could do was say, get out of here, off the corner. You know, you got to use your body language to intimidate people. But you have to be that way. What the public doesn't understand with all these shootings and aggressive things that are going on in the media is there are times when you have to be aggressive. That's going to save your own butt. Because, you know, in a split-second decision, you're going to do something that the lawyers, the judges, the policemen, and the juries are going to take weeks to analyze what you did or didn't do in a matter of seconds. And I'll talk about that later, too.
Interesting. Well, you know, I know we have our co-host. She's on the line. I just went on the computer. Yvonne is on.
Hi,
Yvonne.
Hi. How are you doing?
And I know Yvonne has questions for Ed Donovan as well as Larry and our headliner, Comic Jen.
Oh, no, I just wanted to say that I couldn't make it to the show today because I was in a very bad accident.
Did you call a cop?
Yes. Everybody calls a cop. The ambulance and everything else.
Hey, I have a new attorney's office I'm doing some promotion for, Carlson Meisner. I'll get you. I got some stuff for you, some promo stuff.
Oh.
We got an attorney's office for you.
Oh, okay. Well, I do have an attorney, but I'll listen.
Okay. Well, I got some goodies here. Now, you have...
Well, you know what? I was listening to about not crying and, you know, not letting anyone see you cry. That's ingrained in our culture.
Absolutely. And especially in the male.
Especially for men.
In the male.
And that is so sad because they have emotions just like everybody else.
That was one of the factors that when I was teaching female police officers who try to be like men, be macho. If you do that, you're going to get the men diseases because women normally can cry, but they try to hold it back once they become policemen. And I tell them, cry. Don't lose your femininity. Become a cop, but don't lose your femininity.
Right.
The men have to put on that male macho image all the time. And that's the image that kills you.
They get hurt more than women.
Absolutely, Yvonne. Yes. Absolutely.
Well, I can understand that, not just talking about police officers. I was at a Denver wedding, and I just watched my husband where it was a hurtful event when somebody, you know, was ignored him and was not putting him in the wedding and all this stuff that went on. You know, I saw the hurt in him, you know, and that's sad. But you know what? When my mother passed away, and Ed, you know what she said to me and Larry and Jen? She said, I've learned all my lessons. I'm going home. So what do you take from any of that you're doing? And that was pretty powerful to me. Wow, that's a lesson. Whatever lesson you're going through, or you can't deal with somebody or something, that's a lesson. You grab it. And guess what? There's another one, you know?
Yeah, and that's also the best way to deal with any kind of bad situation that happens to you. Like, if you don't lose the lesson, you haven't lost.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like that's the most important thing, I think. Like lets you let go of anger. It's like, okay, what can I learn from this?
I remember when I was married and I had this fabulous marriage and everything, and my music teacher was so proud of me, and then I didn't want to tell him that we had broken up. And so one day, after about months and months, he was asking me about my husband. I said, oh, we broke up. He said, oh, that's good, good. He said, because if things aren't going good with two people, the best thing to do is break up.
Well, when I was a flight attendant, Yvonne, people would say to me, oh, I got on the plane, they say, I lost my husband. I said, I am so sorry. You know, is this a trip you're taking? No, he's in coach. I'm in first class. Well, you know, well.
People say to me, I lost my husband. I say, where'd you put him? You always got to put humor in some place.
You do.
That's true.
The other thing that I learned, too, is
I think humor is the thing that heals everything.
People that are going through a lot of turmoil in their life, regardless of what it is, you got to be there for them, and not to tell them what to do. You've got to be there to be a listener. Listen to their problems. If you start telling them all kinds of suggestions, you might be telling them the wrong thing, and they don't want to hear it.
Right.
The best way to stay sober and the best way to help people is give it away. Help other people. And I put my whole life, after I got sober, into helping other policemen. We started that program.
Right.
A peer counseling program. We got a federal grant money, And we had a peer counseling program set up in the outside of any police building where a cop could go for his problems, regardless of what they were, and nobody in the department knew. They didn't have to be ashamed of asking for help.
Wonderful.
And we saved a lot of policemen. Wow. We've seen guys, I've talked them out of guns in their mouths while they were on the phone with me, things like that. And as a result, that was why I started doing all these talk shows, because people around the country, well, how do we help them? How do we get that kind of a program? So we went.
Right. No, I have somebody from Tampa Mega Con still on the phone, and I just got a quick email, and they're on, and they're going to promote what's a big event that's coming here to Tampa. Hello, Mega James, Con, are you there?
It's a good event.
Hi, yes.
I thank you so much for being so patient for us, and thank you for calling in, and tell everybody what's happening in Tampa.
Well, I just wanted everyone to know that MegaCon is coming to Tampa Bay on October 28th to 30th for explosion of pop culture in the Halloween season. It's a great weekend for it, and we've got all kinds of celebrities coming down to the Tampa Bay Convention Center. And if you're into any sort of entertainment, such as television, science fiction, movies, video games, anime, all that kind of stuff, we have it at MegaCon Tampa Bay.
We are super excited, and it's going on from the 28th through the 30th. Is that correct?
That's right, Halloween weekend.
That's right. And how many celebrities, who do you have? Can you kind of give us a little hint who's going to be there?
Oh, for sure. Our big guest announcement is David Tennant from Doctor Who. He was the most popular Doctor Who, was on the show as a star for years.
He's
and
great.
His companion, awesome. Billy Piper, is going to be there with him. So it's sort of a reunion of sorts and a must-see event for Doctor Who fans.
Oh, you know what's so exciting? I have to tell you, I have a reporter in the UK named, CJ, and so we had the other Doctor Who gal there when we were at another event. But that's really exciting. And, you know, and people, you always like to see them dressed up in their favorite, you know, character?
Yes.
Oh, well, we do have cosplay events at MegaCon, but you don't have to dress up to take part. So you can come in regular street clothes, meet all these celebrities. We've got Henry Winkler coming from Happy Days.
Oh, wait. Good. Are you serious? Are you kidding me?
And if you haven't met him, I can vouch for him. He is a tremendous, charming personality, a great guy to meet.
Oh, James, I have to tell you something. Wait a second. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Back in the days, I'm super excited. I was Miss South Shore Water Frolics, and I was like, it was like Miss Newport Beach, and the Brewers game was there, and Henry Winkler was in the Happy Days crew, and I was walked out into the field of the Milwaukee Brewers, and Henry gave me a big hug and kiss. I had a photo with him, and wait. It's really cool. And then we walked downstairs, and then I got to meet everybody, and the cool thing was I had a picture, and I lost that photo.
Oh, I did. Maybe you could get another one.
And then I ended up meeting, Ron Howard's son. I met him at a film festival in Fort Lauderdale, so it was like, Mr. Howard? What was this? Ron Howard.
Ron Howard.
Yeah, he's got a brother, or he's always in a lot of movies.
Ron Howard's brother?
Yes.
I know who you're talking about.
He plays
creepy dudes.
Yes.
I know exactly who you're talking about.
But James, that's so cool. That is so, yeah. I mean, Henry Winkler, the Fonz, if I look at, here's an example, watch this. Hey, Kelvin, do you know who the Fonz is?
No.
And how old are you?
11.
You're 11 years old?
Oh,
did you ever watch Happy Days or reruns of anything in Puerto Rico?
No.
No?
I got an idea for you.
Yes.
This is going to guarantee a picture with Henry Winkler. Just ask him if he could be the reverse mortgage queen.
Ah.
All right? Does the commercials for reverse mortgage? Never mind.
Oh, wait, James, that is, that's Larry. He owns Sonny's Comedy Club. Say hi to Larry.
Hi, Larry.
Hi, how are you?
James, are you in town here that you can come to Sonny's Comedy Club?
No, actually, I'm in Toronto.
Oh, that's chilly up there now.
5-6 hours by jet, you could be here.
Quite nice.
Oh, okay. Maybe I'm thinking back in the days when I was a flight attendant with Florida Panthers. It was like 6 below 0. And I was going to go ice skating on that little thing, but I said no.
we'll get there, but right now it's quite nice. And,
I just wanted
to finish with Henry Winkler. You can get your photo again, because all these celebrities at MegaCon Tampa Bay do photo op, professional photo ops scheduled photos with the fans.
Yeah, so but you can, since we're media and I'm going to give you some commercials, can you work something out?
Well, we don't get the money for the photo ops, but if you wanted to get a professional shot done with Henry Winkler, we'll have that available at MegaCon Tampa Bay.
I think the story, now I have a question because I do have reporters that are going. We're super excited. And what about the interview process? Are any of the celebrities interviewing?
I'm not quite sure how that part works, but yeah, you can talk to our good media relations folks and put the request in, and they're all going to be there from October 28th to 30th, so get your request in, and they can try to set that up for you.
Oh, super fabulous. And the times and the prices to get in, and the website again for everybody?
The website is megacontampabay.com, and it's down at the Tampa Bay Convention Center on October 28th to 30th, and tickets are on sale now online.
What time does it start?
Saturday and Sunday, it opens at 10 a.m., and on Friday, it's a late opening because we have to do some setup 4 uh-huh. o'clock on Friday.
Okay.
Well, James, anybody have a question for James and you know, Canada?
Yeah, James, you sure you can't make it down for that? You know, it's fall this week here in Florida. Till Sunday.
I wish I could, but I'll be down there soon enough and at the end of the month.
All right, nice talking to you.
We're super excited to have you here, and you know, we want to thank you. Anything for James in Canada, our famous comic?
What is your favorite comedy club
in
Canada, would you say?
Well, we have the Second City in Toronto,
right?
So that's kind
cool.
of the ground zero. A lot of famous names have come
out. Did you
out
go
there.
To any of the Just for Laughs stuff? Did you ever go to the festival, you know, big one?
No, not the Toronto one. No. The sort of well-known one in Canada is in Montreal.
Right.
So that's about a 5-6 hour drive away. But it's quite popular up here, I can tell you that.
Yeah, I know. It's a big deal to get into those. Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're going to be there. We thank you so much. We're going to be talking about that all week, and we'll see you really soon, James. Well,
okay,
not you, but we'll
much.
See everybody there.
Okay.
Thank you. God bless, and thank you for calling in. All right. That's what we love to cover. You know, it's really cool. Now, do you have an agent or manager, Jen?
I do have a commercial agent. I'm rep by Pinnacle Commercial Talent.
Are they here or?
No, in L.A.
L.A. Yeah. So do we have Marty on? Marty, thank you for waiting. We actually have a full house here. Marty is an agent casting director, so you have questions. You're going to stay with us for a while.
Okay.
Marty, how are you?
Hey, Dawn, Yvonne, everyone. How are you?
Yvonne's still on the line, right? Okay, we got Yvonne, and we have Ed Donovan here. Do you know Marty? Marty, tell everybody your agency that you have.
That's Miss Rose Theater. Who do you got, Ed Donovan there?
Yes, I have Ed right next to me.
Hi, it's Marty.
Marty who? Which one? I know a lot of Martys.
Marty Marrero.
Oh,
hi, Marty.
Didn't I talk to you earlier today?
Is he the one that put you on the casting?
I'm going to see you Saturday for an audition.
Well, I won't be there, but I'm sending him for a SAG casting. It's a movie, real big deal here.
Wow.
A union film casting. So yeah, Ed's good to go. He's going through my agency.
Yeah, I'll be there. I'll be there at 1 o'clock Saturday. Buttons and bows, ready to go.
Wait. Was he the one that I had to take the headshot for in the video just before the show?
No, that was another audition that was for today that I couldn't make because I came to see you.
We're happy that you're here, and I'm keeping you here. You're not going back yet.
Good to hear you, Marty. I talked to, what was the girl's name, Charlotte?
Yes, my wonderful booking agent, Charlotte.
She had a great personality on the phone. She had to call me back. She didn't have my email correct. She said, I hate to bother you. I said, bother me all you want. Get me work.
Right.
Isn't that awesome? He's working.
We seldom get union work over here. And when we get them, and I represent so many union actors, and when I call them, they're poor things. They're like, oh, my God, finally we got something that's wonderful in union.
You didn't even know I was an undercover cop all those years.
I did not know that.
32 years. I worked undercover, not undercovers. Not that I don't like you. That's one of my favorite pastimes, but that's not what I was talking about.
But, hi, Marty.
Yeah, we got to keep the humor
hi,
there somewhere.
Yvonne's on the line. She's not in studio, but she's on the line, and you're going to talk about headshots because we also have Jen. She is a comic. She needs another agent in this area. And,
oh, yes. He's in Miami.
That's okay. She can meet all these producers, and you never know who's sitting in the audience, and she says, hey, call my manager, agent.
That's true. You never know who's... Yeah.
I drive there. You know, it's nothing to drive down to Miami, 3 hours.
Yeah.
Do your gig for 15 minutes and drive 3 hours back. It's part of the job.
Yeah, I'm going to be in Pompano Beach on the 15th, the day after our show, doing two shows down there. So I think they're already sold out. So that's cool.
And awesome. you also know when you're doing an audition, a lot of them you compete with 2,000 people.
Yeah.
So if you get the job, wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, Marty, you're going to talk about headshots for everybody.
Okay, yes. I know I'm limited with time for today, so let's see. Headshots, very important. That is one of the tools needed for an actor or actress. If you don't have a professional headshot, it will not get you through the doors for the casting directors, not only to audition you, but also to be in their radar. Because with casting directors, you want to be seen. Even if you don't book a gig, let's say you audition.
Absolutely.
And you don't book. At least they keep you in mind for other projects. And they may contact your agent and say, you know, maybe, let's say, for instance, Ed wasn't good for this role, but, you know, I think he may be good for this other role that's coming up.
I got a good reel like that. Yep, I got one like that. And, you know, Marty, to interrupt you, I think that they need to know the headshot should look like them, not with all them fancy hairdos and makeup.
Oh, yes. That has to look natural. Headshots should be the standard 8x10.5 to 11.
And look color. Like you.
Back in the day when I started acting, and I don't want to show my age, it was black and white. Mm-hmm. It's no longer black and white.
Me too.
It's color now. and it's no longer the solid background. They have gotten so creative with headshots now. If you look at the LA headshots, they have these nice backgrounds, as long as it doesn't overshadow your headshot, and basically your headshot should be a good representation of yourself. You should not look older or younger. You should look yourself. Mm. Maybe a little upgraded version of yourself, but nothing too drastic. If you have already, you know, signs of aging, that's okay, but you should be complimented with the makeup. The makeup should not be concealing you, and your headshot should not be Photoshopped to the point that if you go to the casting director gets a fit and calls your agent and says, wait a minute, I asked for a lady within the age range of 35 to 45. This lady looks 55 to 65, you know, so... it's important, like Ed mentioned, you have to represent yourself accurately in your headshot.
There was a time I went for an audition out in Tampa many years ago, and they made a comment on it, and they said, oh, my God, do you realize he's the first one today who looked like his headshot?
Yeah, absolutely. And the thing, too, keep in mind, and I tackled this before in a previous podcast, your headshot should represent what you presently look like. Mm. If you gained more than 10 pounds and it's noticeable, then you have to get new headshots.
Absolutely.
Either lose weight, do something, but if your hair's different, your hair length is different, especially the ladies. If the ladies decide to color their hair red and they're a brunette, you don't go to a casting and your hair color is different. That's a big no-no. So your headshot should be an accurate account of how you look presently. Also, you should not have one headshot for every type of casting. When you do your headshots with your photographer, when you get a photographer, hopefully you have an arrangement with your photographer that they give you the contact sheet. A contact sheet will have multiple photos in negative form, so that way you can print them out. Okay, you can either do them at home, you know, with your printer, with photo paper, or you can go to a photo lab, wherever, and get the headshot that's appropriate for your casting. So let's say, for instance, Ed's going for a casting. I have him going for a casting on Saturday, and it's for a movie, okay? Now, the character, it calls for kind of like an executive type.
I know.
You might want to have in your headshot something that represents an executive type, kind of serious, with a nice suit. That would be the great headshot to take for the casting. You should have different looks when you do your headshots. And you should not just have one headshot. I see everyone always have only one headshot here in South Florida. They only have one smiling. And that's a commercial headshot. That's not a film or dramatic headshot. You should have different looks according to what you're auditioning for. If you're going for theater, they usually go for more what? The dramatic look. So if you're going to go for the dramatic look, you go with the darker clothing, more serene or more serious look to you. That's what you're going for the theater. Now, when you're going for commercials, like commercial auditioning, you should be smiling, nice bright colors. Bright colors are really great. And also, you should have different looks. Gentlemen should have an executive look, casual look, character look. So let's say Ed wants to, maybe Ed has a doctor look. What would be great to have? What would you have? A lab coat. So a nice lab coat, a collared shirt underneath. That should be one of the images and one of the looks you have in your headshots on your contact sheet.
Well, wait, ladies, quick question, Ed, what kind of looks do you have on your comp card? Ed?
What kind of looks?
Yeah, what kind of looks?
Just me, a natural person.
Okay. I know. Yes.
But for me, so I'm Indian, so right. I'll have like a sari, I'll have, you know, like more doctors and surgeon scrubs.
You could fill any of those roles.
Or even Middle Eastern.
All the shows today have a wide diversity of characters on their shows. Yeah.
Like hijab.
Right.
Like,
you want to have in your contact sheet multiple looks. You don't want to have the same looks because, believe it or not, when they're deliberating on callbacks, if you look the role, you look the part, you're going to book it. I hate to tell you, but that's the way it is. Sometimes they don't look outside the box. So let's say, for instance, they're looking to cast an executive type, okay, and we're talking about a woman, an executive type, and a woman goes in with her headshot, and she's very executive-looking in her headshot, and she does a great job at the callback versus someone that just has a smiling commercial headshot. Who do you think is going to book? So it helps. The headshot should help with the casting process, not work against you. So you may want to have different looks. I always suggest for all actors, get a lab coat. They're very cheap. Go to a thrift store. They help you to go out for the doctor roles, scientist roles, and they're very affordable. Like I said, they're very affordable. Get a lab coat. All guys should have executive attire. Okay,
well, I'm looking at Ed's headshot, too. It looks great on his business cards, too, which I love it, you know. And Focus Magazine, but he's got his information on here, which is really cool. And I have a question. I know Yvonne's still on the air, and I know we have one more minute because we have more singers calling in, and they're booked for times. And Yvonne, do you have a question for Marty?
No, I was wondering, on your headshot photo, can you have more than one picture?
No, because that would be a comp card. The comp card is usually used more for modeling.
Right.
You don't want to use a comp card for acting auditions.
Okay.
Comp cards are good, like if you're going for, let's say if you go for, that's a good question. Let's say if you're going for a prince casting, right? Like let's say a resort casting type, a lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
That's perfect to bring because it shows you different looks in modeling.
Right.
So that's where you can use a comp card. But your acting headshot should be one look, and it should kind of coincide with the type of role you're going for.
Hey, Marty, I have an idea because we have just a wrap-up here real quick. And can you put some good headshots on your Facebook, and then I'll share them so we can show people what they're like? And I'll some not now.
I would like to. Yes, I'm sure. Maybe, you know what, I'm going to try to reach out to some of my talent to have permission, the ones that have, like, really great headshots.
Perfect.
And then I'll put it out, and I'll send it to you, and then you can use them as perfect examples of, you know, commercial, dramatic, character-type headshots.
Okay.
So hopefully that'll work.
And we're live. I hope you're watching us on the worldwide internet. Ed, say hi to Marty. He's up there. Say hi.
Oh, so listen, Marty, so it would be good to have different type of headshots, and when you're going for a role, then you know which one to take with you.
Absolutely, absolutely. Let's say, Yvonne, you were going for a comedic role on a sitcom, okay, and you're this goofy character, okay? Mm-hmm. So you want to have something that's a little comedic on your headshot. You see what I'm saying? Something that's character-driven. You don't want something too serious.
Right.
On your headshot. That's why you should have different looks. Oh, yes. You know, you're not going to have a headshot of you looking seductive for a comedic role. It just doesn't make sense. So that's why, you know, I always tell the actors, please discuss this with your photographer. Different looks, different characters, different wardrobe. Okay? Negotiate that for your photo session. And hopefully everything, you know, people can feel free. If they have any additional questions, Dawn, you know, direct them to me. I will be more than glad to respond and help them.
Oh, I appreciate it so much, Marty. And you're so amazing to call in and give everybody advice. What is next week's secret?
That's exactly what I was going to ask him.
What's next week?
I'm going to touch something that's very important in acting, monologues.
Oh, good. Uh-huh.
What a great monologue.
Every actor needs that. Every actor needs a monologue.
Oh, yes, they do. Especially if you don't have an acting demo reel and you're just breaking into acting, you can utilize a monologue.
Yes.
So that way your agent could pitch you to the cast directors. So I'll be discussing monologues next week.
Sounds good, buddy. Okay. We have a comic here. You know Ed. He is so funny. He's being silly. That's just Ed Donovan. And he's just amazing to actually come in. And Marty, thank you so much for being on the air
with us.
We look forward to next week.
Thank you for having me.
All right, Peter.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye, Marty.
Yvonne, stay on the air. Let's go to some CJ's music from the UK because I am excited because CJ's music is amazing. Tropical music. And I want to announce this really cool thing that's happening, radioicons.com. I'm going to give you that promo code to put in. You get 15% off radioicons.com. We are super excited because this is a new opportunity for you to be discovered with some major, major people that have launched some major careers. They are a part of Hollywood Connections. After this music, you'll have that promo code. Stay tuned. We're live on Facebook. Go to HollywoodConnections.biz. Check us out. See who we are. We're having a lot of fun here. Remember I told you about RadioIcons.com. Why should you be an idol when you can be an icon, right? And the promo code is... Oh, I need my glasses. Now that is really funny because I have everything in pink here. 102... No, 120... Oh, help. See how I do my things on Facebook? What color? What is? It's all pink. Oh. Right there. Promo code radioicons.com.
Promo code. But where is it? It doesn't say what it is. It just says Dawn12052.
There you go. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
My voiceover stand-in.
Hey, Dawn, is everything in pink because this is Cancer Survival Month?
No, it's just something that I always
have. Yes,
had.
No. Oh, yes. That's why.
Yes, it
Breast
is.
Breast Cancer Awareness Month. But
yes,
I thought that was February.
I saw the Delta flight attendants, and I said, ooh, is this a new airline? And they went, no, we're wearing pink. And I went, ooh, that's really pretty. So, you know, yeah, it
this
is.
This is Cancer Survival Month.
Exactly.
Awareness and survival.
I know. Yeah. And we miss you, Yvonne. Do you have any other questions for the comic Jen? She's amazing.
Oh, is she going to be performing this Friday?
Yes, Friday at 9:30.
If you're coming, she'll be there.
I want to get there. I've had a terrible accident. It's keeping me kind of in the house. But if I can get there, are you only going to be there this Friday, comic?
Yeah, this Friday. And then I'm off to Pompano Beach. And then I'm going back to have shows in Santa Barbara. And Northern California coming up, so.
Well, I'm going to try to make it. I really am.
She's got to go back to her real job.
What, do you have another job, too?
Right now, I'm just doing comedy, but I work as a creative executive, so
I work
on a lot of films and TV shows.
No, what I was saying was that when you're in Florida, you're not really working comedy clubs. You got to go to L.A. to work comedy clubs.
But, you know, Florida's happening. This is paradise here. You know, I mean, it's happening here.
It is happening. You see all the snakes on the road this morning?
I saw that. Yeah. And there was one in the pool today. I just jumped out of the workout room, and I was jumping in the pool, and the lady had a snake in her hand.
That
I know.
Was right after the report about all the snakes on the road in Sarasota.
That was
you see that?
This is like hundreds of them. I know.
Yeah. I just want to say, how are you, Larry?
I'm fine. I was out hunting down a coyote today on my property. I live in Pasco County.
Uh-huh.
I was, seriously. We have an epidemic of coyotes and abandoned couches.
Did you catch him?
Did I catch him? No, I don't care to catch them anymore.
I think there's a solution right there. Just let them sleep on the abandoned couches.
Hey, my daughter-in-law wants to be, what is that, with all the snakes on your head? You know, for Halloween?
Oh, serpent girl?
No.
Medusa.
Yes.
Medusa, yeah. Somebody like that.
Yeah, she got a lot of snakes in Florida.
Serpent girl? I'm like, is that a thing?
I think it's serpent girl and zombie apocalypse clown.
Oh, no, is that is, okay. Peter, what are you going to be for Halloween?
Oh, that's a secret. I'm not going to say anything at this point.
I'm going to dress up as Ken Bone from the debates. I don't know if anyone saw that guy.
Oh, my gosh.
You know what I want to be?
I'm going to go in white face.
What does Yvonne want to be?
I want to be a witch. I love a witch.
Yes, you do. Yes. She's a good witch.
I'm a good witch.
She's a good witch.
Good witch from the east, I think they said. I don't know.
I know. We're gonna take a short break. We have 2 minutes, and Larry, you know, Sunny's Comedy Club this weekend. The phone number, the website.
9:30 p.m. show. Sunset Point Cinema Bar and Grill, northeast corner of US 19, Sunset Point Road. And this weekend it's Jennifer Jolly on Friday night, Steve Ned on Saturday night. Half price appetizers, $2 shots, and. You got to be there. It's awesome.
Yeah,
free
Jen,
parking.
We'll see you.
Free parking.
Yes, I can't wait to see everyone. And again, follow me on Twitter at JenJolly1, and I'm FoxyJolly on Instagram.
That's right. And I'm glad you're here because now you know who we are. So then she doesn't have to just pick on us since she already knows me.
Yes. No, it's great. You guys have been great. Thanks for having me.
She's going to say, that's the only talk show host that wears a crown.
she told me she really wanted to come do this because it'll give her more material for L.A.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, there's a talk show host, and now she's a princess.
Yes, that's true. And there's Michael Jackson over here.
I know. Here we go. And Ed, stay here with us. Let's go to the top of the hour. And Yvonne, stay with us. We have more guests coming, and I'm going to find out where they are.
Okay.
All right, we'll be right back. Bye, everybody.